What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning to Nick Marvin on the phone this morning from Marvin HR. Good morning, Nick.
A very good morning to you and listeners. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Indeed, I am, and I hope you are listening as well. Now, Nick, interesting, employees are resigning and changing jobs more now than ever before. What's going on in WA?
Well, in WA, it's even harder, but globally, this COVID impact has meant more people have been more pensive about their life and how they spend it at work, and Harvard Business Review have called it the year of the Great Resignation. People quitting their jobs in search of something more meaningful in their lives.
Hang on a minute. So they're calling it the year of the Great Resignation. That's incredible.
It is. It's, the gig economy, as the young kids call it, where you set your own time, you set your own hours, and you choose what you want to do. It means people are leaving normal jobs. COVID means people are working from home. And so there's been a great shift in the workplace. And here in WA, it's been even harder because the borders are up and mining, particularly construction, resources, sucking employees out of traditional jobs.
So, yeah, just get on that with WA. We still have a skills shortage here in WA, correct? And even more so with the borders still closed.
Oh, yeah, the skills shortage in WA is constant for most industries. It's at a crisis level in construction and mining, particularly in certain fields. Companies are paying between $5,000 and $10,000 and $15,000 to people who can find them qualified staff in particular locations.
Wow! Wow! So employers are prepared to pay to find not only good employees but maybe employees that may hang around and not be looking to change jobs every few months.
Oh, absolutely! It's really a difficult time. For employers, it's a great time, though, in WA, if you're going to be selling a house or selling a car or finding a job. Mm. It is a market for employees.
Well, Nick, can I put you back on hold? We'll come back and chat some more. Keen to find out what makes it very difficult or challenging for an employer. So keen to ask you how do employers tackle this? And it might also help an employee as well. So if you're okay to hang on there for a bit.
I look forward to it.
Joining me on the line this morning is Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Interesting, employees are resigning and changing jobs more now than ever before. Almost 40% of people have changed jobs, resigned, or are thinking of doing so. Back after this one. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is Nick Marvin from Marvin HR, talking about the year of the Great Resignation, Nick, which I hadn't heard that terminology before. Really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Now, lots of difficult problems for employers to solve.
Yeah.
The year in WA.
Well, just on that, so it is 40% of people have changed jobs, resigned, or are thinking of doing so, which is extremely high. What about the employers? So how do employers actually find staff, find good staff and stay?
Well, it's hard. One of the things that some employers that we're working with are finding very difficult is when you hire a new employee and you're paying them the current market rate, which is much higher than when you hired your previous employee. So you've basically got a rookie coming on board and he or she is getting paid as much or more than someone that's been loyal to you for 2 or 3 years. And that's posing a problem for some companies. But going back to your question about hiring good staff, it's hard and it's important, I think, especially for young people, to clearly outline why you are different and your purpose. Young people, and people of all ages, but particularly young people, are willing to make sacrifices in pay and work longer for organizations that they believe in. And so if you're an employer, it's really important for you to highlight why you are different, why you are a good organization, and what you're trying to do to change the world.
Mm. Nick, does that ultimately then impact and help with, assist with retaining people at your organisation. We're looking at 40% of people across the board are looking to resign or change jobs. So what impact does that have on, in retention?
Well, one of the things we, great question, Mike. One of the things we say to our employers is that finding someone is really 10% of the problem being solved. Keeping them productive, and keeping them in a meaningful role is 90% of the problem to be solved. And most people ignore that. And how do you keep someone happy and loyal in your organization is that you care for them as a human being. We've talked about this before, about getting them to work to their strengths, making sure you give them good feedback, and making sure they understand what they do in a real and meaningful way to help the organization exist and survive and succeed. And lots of employers don't spend enough time doing that. And in this day and age, there's a war for talent. And so you've got to care for your people far more than you've ever done before.
Nick, and just finally, just thinking about, from looking at it from an employer's perspective, has it been challenging for employers to even look at the flexibility arrangements if you're so used to doing things the way you do things, particularly in relation to working from home?
Oh, yes. If you're finding it hard to get good staff, it's useful to change your mindset. And we encourage employers, particularly now more than ever, to look at things like return-to-work parents, semi-retired people, men and women in their 60s and 70s, who finished working but would love to do an extra day or two a week. Consider those types of talent pools where you're going to get really good experienced workforce and you're not fighting the dollar war that you have to in the real market. So return to work parents, retirees and senior citizens, for want of a better term. Also look at people with disabilities, people with special needs, people who want to work from home, people who would like to work 2 days from home, people who would like to work in a state. It's time to think outside the traditional models of employees in order to find good talent and keep them.
So good, Nick. Look, Nick, we are out of time. Really appreciate you coming on and having a chat today.
My pleasure as always, Mike.
My guest on the line this morning has been Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Quite fascinating. Interesting statistic. Almost 40% of people have changed jobs, resigned, or are thinking of doing so. Look, the lines are open. Love to talk to you this morning. Are you in the middle of, are you thinking about resigning? Are you going to change industries even? Give us a call, 9313 0985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.